Hello and welcome to The Pulse, talking tech at MHC. This podcast is produced by the educational technology team at Mount Holyoke College. Our staff are on hand to help faculty and students with the major technologies used in teaching and learning here at Mount Holyoke. If you'd like to hear more about what we do or collaborate with us on a project, please reach out to our team at edtech@mtholyoke.edu.
On today's episode, our colleague Matt interviews Hannah Goodwin, Assistant Professor of Film and Media Studies, on the use of video assignments in first-year seminars. Enjoy the show!
So, hello, Hannah. First of all, I would just like to thank you for making some time today to talk about the use of a video assignment in your first-year seminar. I was very excited that I had the opportunity to help out with some instructional sessions on that assignment for both production and post-production. So thank you. I wanted to start off by asking if you could just tell us a little bit more about your first year seminar course in general and what prompted you to have a video production type assignment.
Sure. Yeah. So I teach a first year seminar called Performing the Self, where we look at various ways that selfhood is performed. And we talk about performance in a really broad way. So really representations of self, but kind of self-conscious representations of self across various media. So we look at everything from self-portraiture. We go on a little trip to the Mount Holyoke Art Museum to self-representation through film, where we look at things like Rhea Tajiri's sort of autobiographical memoir piece, History and Memory, as well as avant-garde representations of self. So like Maya Deren's really psychological work in Meshes of the Afternoon, and carry that through to social media representations of self as well. The way people are using media like TikTok even to perform the self and reality TV too. So it's really, it takes us across quite the spectrum of media. So within that, it made a lot of sense for students to engage with this new way or the new often to them way of representing themselves on film.
Nice, thank you. That's interesting. Yeah, it's particularly social media and TikTok, and it's really sort of taking it into these really interesting new ways of thinking about how people present themselves.
Yeah. And one of the things that we think about in the class is how, you know, these new media ways of representing the self are often kind of denigrated. People talk about them very dismissively, like, oh, that's a narcissistic way of engaging with the world. But actually, they're rooted in these other practices of self-representation that go all the way back, you know, to cave paintings where people would stick their hands on the wall with paint to try to inscribe themselves into visual representation.
I'm wondering if you could talk about what it is about learning to use an alternative mode of expression like video production that you feel is important for a current student.
Yeah, well, I mean, we live in a world that's so saturated with audiovisual material, and everybody needs to be able to navigate that terrain and claim space for themselves in the audiovisual realm that is as trained and articulate as the kind of writing that we teach in courses as well. So, you know, we were just talking about ways that people represent themselves, and a lot of that is very informal. But there's utility to being able to use more to develop training in various tools that can really probe new ways to the students of representing themselves and thinking through their identities and being quite self-aware in the ways that they're representing themselves. So it's fun to go in and learn how to use cameras and think about camera angles and the kinds of stories that we want to tell and how we want to go about telling those stories, how you can construct meaning through planning shots to express certain things, whether that's by lighting or camera angle or by the way that shots are edited together. So thinking about the syntax of this medium, I think, is really useful. For our class, it's all about self-representation. But the skills that they learn in this class, I often see students then going into film classes here where they're really developing those skills and learning how to tell stories. And how we tell stories is immensely important in shaping the geopolitical landscape or ensuring better representation for the future. So, you know, one way that you can make an influence the world through your opinion is through writing. But there are so many other ways of doing it as well. And having literacy in the audiovisual realm, I think, is equally important right now for our students to the more traditional ways of writing that we have historically been more invested in.
Yeah, I find that interesting. From a technical standpoint, students now are really have so much experience with shooting video, but it's in a very specific sort of informal way that, you know, it struck me, I think, in your class where I just did a quick poll of how many people had actually ever used a point and shoot, you know, video camera, and it was very few. And there's a real excitement around that. I'm wondering if there were any projects that you might be able to talk about a little bit, even in general, that you felt used the medium of video production particularly well, specifically in, you know, the idea of self-representation.
Sure, yeah. I mean, I've been so impressed with a lot of the student projects in this class. And I'll say, I just was a juror for the Five College Film Festival. And as I was watching the films for that festival, I was like, the films that my students have made for this course could easily be in this festival as well. There are a lot that are doing really interesting things. So one that comes to mind is a student a few years ago who made a piece about the tensions between her life at Mount Holyoke and the life that she was hearing about over the radio in her homeland, which is India. So she shot it so beautifully where there's a shot of her in bed and then you see her getting up in her dorm room and making tea. And it's a very cozy atmosphere. And then she uses the diegetic sound of the radio to bring us into this other world. And then using that as the framework, she teases out this idea of development, her own development, and then what it means for nations to still be in a position of development. And you get this really wonderful view into her own psychology. And she uses a close up of her eyeball too, to kind of carry us right into her experience here. And to create that parallel between her own experience and then this kind of larger national question and what's troubling her and all of that was really potent. And she actually went on to do another documentary on a similar theme that was screened in the Five College Film Festival the subsequent year. And I've had a few students, international students, who have used this film assignment to kind of trace their own experience of liminality. So I guess that was one example, actually. But a student film project from this past semester really interestingly traced the tensions between her experience growing up in a very urban environment in China and then like the really kind of secluded world of Mount Holyoke in South Hadley. So there were beautiful nature shots and then these bustling city shots, and you got this sense of just, you know, feeling in between and being carried along in that experience of in-betweenness. I think there's a lot of that gets expressed now that I'm thinking about it in the first year seminar, because we're at that really transitional moment in their lives. And then another assignment that comes to mind was one that was very playful. It was a student who it was a silent film. So of course there was a music soundtrack, but no speaking in the film. And she put it in black and white. So it had this very kind of retro feel. And it was a dream sequence, and it was just beautifully shot with stark shadows and light. And it was very unsettling, but fun at the same time. I've also had projects that combine animation and live action, which has been really cool. So I'm thinking of one from this semester where the student traced each of her five senses and the ways that those senses help her engage with the world. But first, she did a little self-portrait in paper and then used an animation of those of the pieces of her face coming together to provide the kind of structure for the film that allowed for these little live action sequences in between. So it was really fun and also poignant. There are so many different ways that this project can go. And I ask the students, by the way, to make the film under 2 minutes. So these are very short. And I think students at the beginning think, oh, well, 2 minutes, that's nothing. But 2 minutes of carefully shot and edited footage, that's actually quite a bit of work. So part of that process is just figuring out what you can do with 2 minutes and how many stories you really can tell in that very short time frame. And I will say, there has not been a single time that I've done this assignment where there haven't been tears in the room. So every time there are these films that get everybody in the room all teared up, because students really make themselves vulnerable. And one phenomenon I've noticed is that each time I'll have students who say, please don't share this with the class. I feel uncomfortable screening it. And every single time by the end of class, every student has opted to have their film shown. So there's hesitation in sharing these things that are so deeply personal. But then as soon as they see that other students are also making themselves vulnerable, then there's this opening up and everybody wants to be a part of it.
Yeah, so I just want to thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, well, and thank you for facilitating this project in my class. It's been really one of the highlights every semester. So I really appreciate that you facilitated that.
Oh, that's really great to hear. I appreciate that. Well, thank you. And, you know, hopefully we can continue on. And
absolutely. Yeah. All right. Thanks, Matt. Have a great rest of your day.
Yeah, you too.
Hello, Matt here with one thing you should know about LITS. Each semester, LITS Educational Technology team produces a series of hands-on technology workshops for the community. Topics range from introductions to coding, to stop-motion animation, to GIS and mapping. No previous experience is required. Want to join us on our next event? Keep an eye on the campus events calendar, LITS digital signage near the atrium, and the LITS Instagram.
This is Sky, here with the answer to our last technology trivia question, and a new question to puzzle over. Our previous question was, did you know that Kermit the Frog has an honorary PhD? What school granted him that honor? And the answer, Southampton College granted it in 1996. Kermit also gave their commencement address that day. Our new technology trivia question is as follows. Which Mount Holyoke alum serves as the director for the Child Brain and Perception Lab, researching the impact of social experiences on infant and children's perceptions of others? Tune in next time to hear the answer, along with more EdTech updates from our team.